Alrighty, we're continuing to preview the, of course, upcoming state semifinals here in Iowa coming up here a little later this week. Today, we turn to the Class 2A side of things here as Kemper Catholic gets set to take on Wilton there up at the UNI Dome here on Saturday. Trevor Mader and Tom Moore will be on the call of that one there on KMA-FM. And we're talking now here with Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp. And coach, of course, got a big trip coming up here to Cedar Falls coming up here on Saturday, but that, of course, was courtesy of a 43-26 win over Cherokee Washington last week here for you guys last Friday, I guess. Take us back to that game real quick here. Just kind of give us the rundown, kind of the thoughts, kind of the takeaways on that win for your guys last week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Just a great overall team effort. You know, Cherokee's a heck of a ball club. But I thought our kids responded well. You know, they made some plays too, but our kids kept battling, you know, and I thought the defense played hard. Got better as the game went on too, and offense did a good job keeping the sticks moving and making some plays throughout the way too. And then so just an overall great team victory, just really happy and proud of our kids.
Certainly, and kind of just give us the overall thoughts. I just, you know, obviously this moves you guys to 11-0 on the season. Now you're back now to the UNI Dome, I think, in about 8 years or so now. Just what are the thoughts, obviously, on having a chance here to play in a state semifinal here this week?
Yeah, you know, the guys have been working really hard for this, too. You know, that's why we attack, you know, one game at a time, one team at a time, too. You know, just keep focusing on those little small goals to ultimately, you know, keep reaching, keep achieving great things together, too. So really proud of our kids, just the way they attacked every game so far this season.
Certainly, and really just kind of talk about the offensive side of things for you guys this year. Really, what's kind of been clicking on that side? When you guys are playing well, what are the things that you guys are able to really do well on that side of the ball?
Yeah, a lot of it starts, you know, it starts with the O-line, too. They get things rock and rolling, too. We'll be able to run the ball first. That kind of helps things rolling. But a lot of it, you know, we have a great senior quarterback and Brock Bating. That's done a lot of great things for us. It's just getting the ball to our kids and, quickly, you know, to keep it simple too. We kind of talk a lot about, hey, we're happy getting 3, 4, 5 yards. And then, plays will just happen from our kids just working hard. I know they do a good job blocking downfield and things like that too. Just everybody playing together.
So, and obviously you guys also get a kind of that little extra day, you know, maybe some preparation. How does that kind of impact, obviously, the preparation for this week, obviously playing on a Saturday here this week?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different too, but you know, we've kind of adapted that that mentality of, you know, different things are going to happen each week too. You know, we have state volleyball the week beforehand where we had changed our practice times, where the kids are just we give them the schedule and, you know, they're ready to attack it too. So we kind of kept our practice the same, just kind of stretched things out. It's just kind of thinned out each day and stretched things out a little bit.
Certainly. And of course, we mentioned now this state semifinal coming up here on Saturday against Wilton. I guess just to kind of give us a little bit of a rundown, what have you guys seen from Wilton on the film this year? What are you guys kind of expecting to see on the field here coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, they're a tough team. You know, they're very physical up front too. They have some really good skilled players. You know, there's no average or mediocre teams left in the state right now too. So we expect, you know, their best. They do a really good job. You know, they keep things simple. But as far as like they don't put themselves in bad situations. You know, they have some big play capability, but also not afraid to just kind of be gritty and tough inside.
Certainly. When it comes to the defensive side of things, I know you guys have had a lot of success on that ball also this year. What are going to be some of the keys for you guys to be able to shut down this Wilton offense coming up here on Saturday?
Basics, you know, it's getting lined up right, recognizing plays, getting off blocks and tackling. You know, tackling is always one of the biggest things, too. We can put guys in the right spot, but they have to have the will and drive to tackle. And that's something that we've really spent a lot of time on this year is that.
Certainly, again, talking here with Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp. They got a state semifinal coming up here on a Saturday as they take on Wilton there in that Class 2A state semifinal. Coach, hey, really appreciate the time here today to chat a little bit, and best of luck, of course, coming up here on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.